It's a definitely accurate law, well known, inverse square. The closer you get, the brighter the light. Easy. So it's easy to figure out how much white and black to paint the thing so that the temperature adjusts itself. The only thing we learned was that the fact that it got hot was not due to anything else than the fact that the thing was made in a very great hurry at the last minute, and some changes were made in the inside apparatus, so that there was more power developed in the inside and it got hotter than it was designed for. What we learned, therefore, was not scientific. But we learned to be a little bit careful about going in such a hurry on these things and keep changing our minds at the last minute. By some miracle, the thing almost worked when it was there. It was meant to look at Venus by making a series of passes across the planet, looking like a television screen, 21 passes across the planet. It made 3. Good. It was a miracle. It was a great achievement. Columbus said he was going for gold and spices. He got no gold and very little spices. But it was a very important and very exciting moment. Mariner was supposed to go for big and important scientific information. It got none. I tell you, it got none. Well, I'll correct it in a minute. It got practically none. But it was a terrific and exciting experience. And in the future, more will come from it. What it did find out from looking at Venus, they say in the paper, was that the temperature was 800 degrees or something, under the surface of the clouds. That was already known. And it's being confirmed today, even now, by using the telescope at Palomar, and making measurements on Venus from the Earth. How clever. The same information could be gotten from looking from the Earth. I have a friend who has information on this, and he has a beautiful map of Venus in his room, with contour lines and hot and cold and different temperatures in different parts, in detail, from the Earth. Not just 3 swatches with some spots of up and down. There was one piece of information that was obtained, that Venus has no magnetic field around it like the Earth has, and that was a piece of information that could not have been obtained from here. There was also very interesting information on what was going on in the space in between, on the way from here to Venus. It should be pointed out that if you don't try to make the thing hit a planet, you don't have to put extra correcting devices inside, you know, with extra rockets to re-steer it. You just shoot it off. You can put more instruments in, better instruments, more carefully designed. And if you really want to find out what there is in the space in between, you don't have to make such a to-do about going to Venus. The most important information was on the space in between. And if we want that information, then please let us send another one that isn't necessary to go to a planet and have all the complications of steering it. Another thing is the Ranger program. I get sick when I read in the paper about, one after the other, 5 of them that don't work. And each time we learn something, and then we don't continue the program. We're learning an awful lot. We're learning that somebody forgot to close a valve, that somebody let sand into another part of the instrument. Sometimes we learn something, but most of the time we learn only that there's something the matter with our industry, our engineers, and our scientists. That the failure of our program, to fail so many times, has no reasonable and simple explanation. It's not necessary that we have so many failures, as far as I can tell. There's something the matter in the organization, in the administration, in the engineering, or in the making of these instruments. It's important to know that. It's not worthwhile knowing that we're always learning something.